Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Happy 4th of July to you. I am here, as always, broadcasting live every Saturday because this is at least one of my favorite hours per week. Happy 4th to you. I thought I did this show enough times, but I'm going to do it again because you learn something different every time because you need to hear it again. The fatty plaque in your arteries, can you possibly melt it away? Now, you got to understand the significance of this, the deep reaching significance of this show today, in that how many people each year either die under the knife, have massive sudden heart attacks out of nowhere, or get the quadruple bypass surgery and are forevermore debilitated in some way, shape, or form, which in the cost-benefit of it, of course, is okay because you were going to die otherwise. But let's take a look at these people 2, 3, 5, 10 years before these incidents happen and ask ourselves, as, you know, often they're aware that the plaque's just building, but they're told, well, you can't do anything about it. Change your diet. And they never quite get straight. And with all the debates, endless amount of debate about what to do about it, nobody seems to do enough about it. And still, each year, about 40% of disease is related to coronary disease. Now, if that's not you, it is you. Now, why am I saying that? Not to be sensational. Meaning, if you're 30 years old and you don't have, as you shouldn't, any concern about coronary blockages, what you have to understand is by the time you're 50, if you've got 20% of your arteries plaqued, you are going to be told it's fine. You're normal. And you guys out there, the geriatric crowd, over 60 years old, over 70 years old, 80 plus, when you're told you're fine, on any of these tests, from the coronary calcium scan to the carotid ultrasound, to even the angiogram, you have to understand the faux pas here. The delusion. You're being told you're normal because compared to everybody else, it's normal for you to have 3/4 of your arteries plaqued. All right, this is stupid, and this has to be understood. You can't afford to have any blood supply blocked, any percentage. Do you want 20% less oxygen flowing to your brain after the age of 60? After the age of 20? Do you want 10% less? See, and this is the thing. A lot of times when you go to these hospitals and under this wonderful managed care system we're evolving, right, social medicine on the way, what you've got now, despite what certain parties are telling you, what you've got are cost-cutting analyses that are lethal. I mean, it's gone to a whole other level. And what you're going to be told in the name of your normal is simply because we don't want you to cost the state any money. And to this notion about, well, you're 30% plaqued, but on the form after the carotid ultrasound, we're going to put normal. And instead of giving you percent occlusion to your arteries, percent occlusion, now we give you numbers to confuse you even more. So this is a mess. It's a rat's nest of nonsense. And the way you should think about it, the way you should think about coronary heart disease, the way you should think about anything, stroke, coronary heart disease, circulatory disorders, blockages of any kind for any reason, whether it's in the coronary arteries or in the arteries to your foot, what you have to think in terms of is just the way you think about those gallbladder flushes. You have a bunch of bile veins that go into microscopic diameters, and those veins in your liver that flow bile need to be cleaned and swept clean. Antiseptic clean. This is the way you think about all the arteries in your body. And if you do that, well, then you're not just talking about plaque, the fatty plaque or the calcific plaque in the name of coronary artery disease or stroke. You're talking about it in terms of your health. And that's the thing. The repercussions of denying your brain 20% less oxygen through the carotids, the repercussion of that is enormous. It cascades into a million other problems. Everything connects to everything. No symptom is a symptom. A symptom is the end product of a thousand failures of the body to compensate you so you wouldn't get the symptom. So by the time you get the symptom, there's already lots of defective mechanisms in action. And you'll see by the time we get through the do's and don'ts of melting plaque in your arteries, which, yes, you can melt. This is another thing that just it astounds me. Okay, I'll get a little cliche-ish. Our founding fathers would have created another American Revolution and ousted out whatever version of King George exists today. And that is the absolute truth, because you were being lied to and fed a lot of garbage propaganda by different medical communities. And it's not just an overt lie, it's the lie of omission. Omission. If you're 60 years old, if you're 70 years old, you want to know how much plaque is in your arteries. And we have tests that are highly suggestive of this. And when you're in those end stages where you're 80% plus occlusion, rather than wait until you're an accident, you ought to be told unanimously, melt the plaque or you're dead, or you're going to get hurt, or you're going to go down, or you're going to regret it. And everybody ought to be holding hands and telling you effectively, gently, respectively, but the same thing. Mr. Smith, the coronary calcium scam. Right, the CT scan of the heart, cross-section, I have it on the show today, we'll talk about it, is telling you that your calcium score suggests that you've got to have a fair amount of calcific plaque in your left anterior descending, or your circumflex artery, but classically it's the LAD, the left anterior descending, artery of the heart. And Mr. Smith, based on this, and the fact that you're 65, by the time you're 75, you're in the zone of danger. You're going to be. So rather than sit back, not tell you, not emphasize it, wait for that moment where you get bad signals and through the grace of God get rushed to the hospital, and then they just say, look, we're going to vasodilate you, but within a week you're going to need to do the quadruple bypass or the bypass. And once you get these bypasses, it's just you're not the same. You have to understand that too. You got to understand the slant. From the medical doctor's perspective, when you get a life-saving procedure, what you do in his mind is exalt the beauty of high Western science. And in a sense, that's correct, right? When a loved one is tragically and suddenly ill and you get rushed to ER and you get a crackerjack of an internist and a crackerjack of a cardiac surgeon, when you get the ace in the hole you're looking for, because at least at one time your insurance bought you good medical care, you're thankful, and the doctor's thankful, and everybody claps, and that's true, and we shouldn't knock that. But the bottom line is this. Why did you wait? Where was the unanimity? And in the hoopla of we saved a life, and we shouldn't deny that, right? But within the hoopla of we saved a life is the bottom line. You're never going to be the same. It's going to be very difficult to be the same after a quadruple bypass. You know, I cite President Clinton, ex-President Clinton, as a wonderful example of this. Here's a guy, I mean, politics aside now, this guy had it going on. He was handsome, charming, he was witty, he was a capable politician. No one can deny that part of it. He built the economy. He knew how to move the ball. If you look at Bill Clinton 5 years before that surgery, and 5 years after that, you're looking at two different human beings. Now, there's a president, ex-president of the United States, the best medical care money can buy. First question, why wasn't he told? Dear Bill, Joe cardiologist, you're dead soon if you don't change your ways. I can guarantee you it wasn't put that way. I can guarantee you Bill Clinton would have done it differently. Who wants what he's gone through? Just look at him. He turned from a vibrant, middle-aged man into a little old man. And this is what happens with these surgeries, and you can't knock the surgery because it saves a life. At the same time, they're not going to tell you you're never going to be the same. When you start putting stents in, when you start getting these bypass surgeries, when you even have to get an angiogram, when you go through the myriad, when you go on the different drugs after you have congestive heart failure, so on and so forth, your life changes. And we call that aging. And see, that's the propaganda. So no matter who you are, there is so much to gain by understanding the wherewithals of melting that plaque. Now, I think that was worth 10 minutes, don't you? Here's to our founding fathers. They wouldn't have put up with it. Neither should you. All right. The concept here. By the way, if you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health, straighttalk.cc. If you're new to the show, you've got to get on the website. That website, of course, straighttalk.cc, not .com, two T's. Look at the pictures. Let's go. You've got to understand what we mean by plaque. So you don't sit there. This is one of the most confusing yet easy to understand topics. And yet there are so many opinions. And if you just understood it, you can integrate all these opinions. I'm not confused, never have been, because I understand the science. So should you. All right, let's start. You're on the site. I want you to go to picture number 9. Please go to picture number 9. Now, before you faint, you may have fainted already. Thump, thump. Take a look at this picture. Good. Picture number 9. Endothelial cell in the inside of your arteries. They're made of cells. Those cells, the inner lining, are called endothelial cells. You can see a picture of them. Now, what happens? These cells are like any cell. They have a membrane, and that membrane gets pecked away. It gets pecked away and pecked away and pecked away. And the cells inflame because they get pecked away. Now, I'm skipping some steps, or we'll be here for 500 hours. But the point is, this should appeal to your common sense. Something pecks away at the skin of the endothelial cell. High blood sugar, high insulin, the chemicals from smoking, the chemicals from pollution, the chemicals from stress, just the overall free radical, oxygen-driven chemical in the blood. In other words, oxidative stress. Now, I know most of you understand that. If you don't, that's just a Pac-Man that eats the inside shell of your arteries that just happens to be oxygen-driven, meaning oxygen without an electron. It's really hungry and looking to satisfy itself by taking a munch out of the cell membrane of your endothelial cell. Now, it's simple. You can have a third grade education, and if you speak English, you can understand that. There's a lot of things that create these Pac-Men, but let's skip that now. That Pac-Man eats out your endothelial cell. The spaces between the endothelial cells begin to expand. The spaces expand. And once the spaces expand, cholesterol, which we'll get to, the classifications of cholesterol, LDL, IDL, VLDL, cholesterol, low-density lipoproteins, those things, if they're oxidized, meaning if they're already sticky, and we'll get to that, but just get the big picture here. Once the free radicals split open the spaces between the endothelial cells, these cholesterol particles, LDL variants, slip in. And that's what you're looking at in picture number 1. Excuse me, in that picture, number 9 this is now. Okay, you're looking at picture 9. At the bottom there's numbers, and you're looking at the column number 1. And those little LDL particles have snuck in there. They're not supposed to be there. The little LDL particles are not supposed to be there. Now here's the interesting part. Go to column, you're looking at the same picture, picture number 9. Go to column 2. Go to the top where it says monocyte recruitment. Monocyte recruitment. Guess what?